Hallelujah, Jesus.
Love, talk, radio.
Hallelujah. God, we thank you today. We God we serve. You are holy, you are righteous, you are King. Be high and lifted up, King of kings and Lord of lords. We bless your name. We honor you. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you, O God. We just thank you today that we can say, Abba, Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus. Moko shabaka sherediokou. Moko shabaka sherediokou. Moko shabaka sherediokou. So, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing in all of us. We thank you today, Father God, for your love, your gracious mercy, your moko shabaka sherediokou. Father, we thank you that you love us so much and that you died on our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today. Moko shabaka sherediokou. We thank you today that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. You are righteous. You are holy. You are Lord. You are God. You are King. In the mighty name of Jesus, Amako shabaka de ekodidiaka, Abako shabaka sheridididioko shabadidiake. So, Father, we just bless you and honor you. We thank you for being on the line with us today. You got on before we got on. You'll be on when we leave off. Oh, what a mighty God you are. You are mighty. You are holy. You are righteous. You are King. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. Oh, Lord, we are counting on you. We don't know the way, but we know that you are a great way maker. In the name of Jesus, we know, Lord God, that we could call on your name, your holy name. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you know everything concerning us, your children. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you right now. Talana, I text you the number. Moko shabaka sherediokou. We thank you today for what you're about to do on our behalf. We bless you and honor you. We glorify your name. We praise you today in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Wednesday midweek Bible study. Yep, we got to study the word. You know, just like we eat food every day, we got to study every day. That's our spiritual food. You know, if we don't eat physical food, we're going to die. I mean a physical death. But if we don't eat spiritual food, we're going to die a spiritual death. That on the inside, we're going to be like dead men's bones. And we don't want to be dead. No, no, we don't want to be dead. We got to be alive. We got to be alive from the inside out. Yeah, we got to be alive. You know, dead people can't do the work of the Lord. No, no, we got to be alive. Yeah, we got to be alive. Like, you know, Father God, he's alive. He come to bring life. He come to bring abundant life. He come to say, yeah, I gave you life. I gave you abundant life. So we got to thank the Lord for the abundant life that he gives us. Yeah, he gives us abundant life every day. He knows your name. He knows your address, your location. There's no place that he's not. God is everywhere all at the same time. So we got to call on him like we lost our mind. We got to say, Lord, you know, sometimes we got to do a 911 emergency call. I know we talk to him every day, but sometimes stuff come up and we say, Lord, we need you, Lord God. Lord, we need you, Lord God. So it's time to praise him with songs of praise and thanksgiving. Thank God for each of you. I love each of you, but you already know God loves you so much. He loved you before he shaped you and formed you in your mother's belly. He knew your name and everything that's going to happen in your life. So he's with you. He won't leave you. You may feel all alone, but you're not. So this afternoon, we thank God for the men and women of God that are joined us. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we have a mighty woman of God on with us from Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah, Sister Lanny, she's going to sing a song of praise to this evening, to the this afternoon, to the Father. Oh, yeah, she loves the Lord. He knew her before she was born, so she gives him praise and thanksgiving daily. Good afternoon, Minister Lanny. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Sister G and all my friends. Bless God for you. Amen. I want to sing a song. The title of the song is Securely Me. And I want you to just say the words after me, because it's a very simple, short song, but it's a powerful song. The song says, Father of glory, Lord of heaven, help me to be who I am, just be. Before I'm doing my assignment, I mean, before I'm doing all the things that people celebrate me for, say, you do good, this good, you do that good. But before I'm doing my assignment, help me to rest in your care. Have peace and be resting to know that you're taking care of me. Rest in your care and know that you're there. Lord, in my heart, keeping my motives pure. Lord, in my heart, keeping my soul, because my feelings and emotions have to be surrendered to God's purposes. And healing my flesh, which means that he will give me physical strength to do the things I ought to do, in Jesus' name. And the last line says, I'm blessed just to be secure to me. Before I'm doing what I do, God loves me, and I'm secure in his love. And so as I do what I do it because he's invested in me. I'm secure in my being. Praise the Lord.
Father of glory, Lord of heaven, help me to be who I am. Just be before I ruin my assignment. Help me to rest in your care. I know you are there, Lord, in my heart. Keep in my soul, ruling my breath. I'm blessed just to be secure. Father of glory, Lord of heaven, help me to be who I am. Just be before I do it. My assignment, help me to rest in your care. I know you are there, Lord, in my heart, keeping my soul, Lord. I'm blessed just to be secure. I'm blessed just to be secure.
Pleasure, were we created?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. for a trivial blood shall come before him. Shall come before him and worship him.
Him and praise him. He won't keep any good thing from us. Well, we have Minister Vivian Collins on with us from Monroe, Louisiana. Louisiana. I'm going to ask her to prepare for everyone who's on with us, the seniors and everybody who's on today. Good afternoon, Minister Vivian. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to sing Even Me.
All right.
Even me, Lord, even me, Lord, even me, let some drop. Now fall on me, even me, Lord, even me, Lord, even me, let some drop, now some drop, just let some drop, now fall on us. Amen.
Amen. And could you also say a prayer for everyone who's on today, please? Thank you, and our families and those connected to us.
Gracious Father, thank you, Lord God, for this gracious time you're allowing us to come together, God, again. God, Lord, you have gathered us again, God. Thank you. These are your children, God, each one. You know them name by name, God. You know, oh, God, what they need, what they stand in need of, oh, God. You know their families, oh, God, what they stand in need of. And, God, I'm just lifting up each one of us to you, Lord God, to even cover us with your blood today, God. Cover our families, God. Keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. Supply us our every need, oh, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord God, oh, God, for what you have done. Because, God, we could not have been here today, oh, God. You could allow, oh, God, the enemy of COVID to snuff one of us out, God. But, Father, you brought us back again. And we want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for your gracious mercy. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us so much, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you got us engraved in the palm of your hands, oh, God. And, God, you said you would let nothing pluck us out of your hand. And, God, we are standing on that. We are believing you're going to keep us, oh, God, from all the harm and danger, God. Keep our family. We are believing you that our whole household going to be saved, oh, God. We are believing, oh, God, you're going to feed us with manna from on high, that we'll never go hungry, God. We'll never have lack, God. We just thank you, Father God, oh, God, that we can stand on your word, because your word is a sure thing, God. Your word will not fail us, God. And, Lord, you said your word, oh, God, tongues may fail, all else may fail, but your word will stand forever. So we stand on your word and believe it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah. We receive it in Jesus' name. Well, it's time for affirmations today. We got to affirm the word. What you say is what you get. I read a book called What You Say Is What You Get years ago, and I couldn't find my old copy, so I bought another copy. What you say is what you get. And so we confess the word, that's what we're going to get. We're going to get what we confess. And we say, oh, God can't. No, well, he can't for you, but he can for me. I say he can. He can do all things. Yeah, it's nothing he can't do. So this is how we do it for those who are new today. I will say an affirmation. You repeat after me. And Esther is going to read the scripture. You can listen while she reads. So that's how we do it. So you can unmute your phone if you like. If not, You can say it silently. All righty. Well, somebody's got their phone unmuted and they're talking to somebody in the back. So I'm going to ask that you please mute your phone, that you not talk to other people while you're on the radio, because it picks up everything. It picks up TVs and people you're talking to and phones that are ringing and, you know, all of those things, and they're a little bit of distraction to us. So be kind and courteous to all of us. We appreciate you. All right, we're going to begin. Repeat after me. I have peace.
I have peace.
I serve the God.
I serve the God.
Who is my peacemaker?
Who is my peacemaker?
All right, Esther.
From the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 11. The desertion of a man defoureth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. Amen.
All right. I'm sorry, Esther. I may have picked up the wrong affirmations, but mine says Isaiah 26:3. Am I on the wrong one?
Yes.
Okay. I apologize. Well, we're going to skip the affirmations today because I picked up the old ones. I couldn't find the ones that you're on right now. So please forgive me. We'll skip those and we'll move right along. So we're going to move on to scripture search. I'm sorry, Esther. What were you going to say?
No, that's okay.
Do you have these that go along with that, or you don't have them in front of you?
Which ones are they? The last one?
I don't remember. We're going to skip them, and Does it start with Isaiah
26:3?
Yes.
I have that one.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to start again. I apologize, you guys. Repeat after me. I have peace.
I have peace.
To serve the God. Who is my peacemaker?
Who is my peacemaker?
All right, Esther.
From the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, repeat after me. I have joy.
I have joy.
Thank you, Lord, for joy.
Thank you, Lord, for joy.
Amen. Esther?
From the book of Psalms, chapter 16, verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. I have gratitude.
I have gratitude.
I am thankful for. You, O Lord, are my strength.
You, O Lord, are my strength.
Esther?
Chapter 136, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Amen.
Amen. All right, repeat after me. I have great love.
I have great love.
From Father God. Esther?
From the book of John, chapter 15, verse 12. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Repeat after me. God guides me daily.
God guides me daily. From the book of Psalms, chapter 25, verse 9. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God for each of you. Thank God for everything that he is doing on your behalf. He loves you. You know, he even know your fingerprints. He know your voice. Every time you call him, every time you don't call him, he knows it. So we thank God, for he is God alone. He knows everything. He knows our thoughts all the way from heaven. They know our thoughts are far off. All right, so we're going to do scripture search. You're going to need your Bibles. Get your Bible in front of you. You're going to need them. You have a Bible on your cell phone. You can use that, whatever Bible you have. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for us. That's the book we read, study, and obey. Yeah, we don't just want to, you know, leave it on the shelf, get the dust on it. No, we want to read it, study it, and we got to apply it to our lives. You know how you do it. You got to apply it. All right. So I'm going to, this is how we do it on Wednesday midweek Bible study. I will give a scripture, and you find the scripture. Don't say, I got it, here it is. No. Once you get it, start reading it. Don't hesitate. If two or three people saying at the same time, everybody read at the same time. So I'm going to give the scripture, give your name, and read it. Do not give your name and find it. Give your name and read it. All right? Any questions? Here we go. All right. 1 Timothy 5:8. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8.
Talana. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
Amen. Thank you so much, Talana. All right. Now, the next scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:16. 2 Corinthians chapter, don't cheat. Everybody look, don't sit there. She can't see me, but I can't, but God can. Open the Bibles and read, whether you have it or not. Pay attention. If you don't have a Bible, pay attention. 2 Corinthians 4:16.
This is Vivian. I have it.
I'm laughing because that's what I told her. Don't say you have it. Read.
No, I gave my name. I said, this is Vivian.
Okay, no problem.
For
go
which
ahead,
cause
read.
We think, okay, for which cause we think not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Amen. Thank you, Vivian. You're doing good. Everybody's doing great. Come on, you guys. Deuteronomy 32:7. Take your name and read it when you find it. Deuteronomy 32:7.
Oh yeah, I can't get it. I'll never get it.
All right, she said I can't get it. I ain't got. You don't have to read. Don't talk out. Just read the scripture. Come on. Y'all be telling me, oh Sister G, we grown. I know, but act up. Come on now. Deuteronomy 32:7. Who has it? Read, state your name and read it.
Larry Dean. 32:7.
I
tell
you, several people can read it. Go ahead.
32:7. Larry Dean. 32:7. And wherefore discourage ye the hearts of the children of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord had given them.
All right, now. There was more than one person that had it, but I don't care if 10 people get it. State your name and read it together. It's okay. All right, you guys are doing good.
Did you say Deuteronomy 32:7?
I did.
That was the wrong scripture.
All right,
yeah,
well, read
it.
32:7. Oh, I got number. Yeah, you're right.
Go ahead. That's okay. Go ahead, read whoever has it. Go ahead, read it.
I had numbers.
This is Talana. It says, remember, Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee.
Amen. You know what I love about you guys? You're paying attention. Sometimes people text me in between, and you know, so I apologize. But you guys are sharp. Hallelujah. Thank God for each of you. All right. I believe we got Bishop Keith on with us today. Boyd, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, got your Bible out, Bishop Keith. This is the next. He's from Slidell, Louisiana. Next scripture. Deuteronomy 34:7. Deuteronomy 34:7. State your name and read it.
Well, indeed, I think I got it right. Deuteronomy 34:7. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not him, but his natural face of David.
All right. Somebody over there got some dogs. Does it sound like dogs are scratching over there?
They walking. Somebody walking.
All right. Okay, here we go. Next picture. Ecclesiastes 7:10. Ecclesiastes 7:10. State your name and read it.
Ecclesiastes 7:10.
Okay.
Ecclesiastes 7:10, Bishop Keith Boyd. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelled it.
Did he read the right scripture?
This is Talana. This is Talana. Ecclesiastes 7:10. Say not thou, what is the cause that thou former days were better than these? But thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this.
All right. That's the correct scripture. Thank you so much. Ecclesiastes 7:10. All right. Next scripture. You guys are doing a great job. This is practice before we get to heaven. We got to know the word. You know who the word is? God is the word. So we got to be able to recognize him when he see it. Suppose he got scriptures all over his body. And he said, what's the scripture say? You got to know it. All right. Well, we thank God for each of you. I love each of you. Let's go to the next scripture right here. It is Exodus 20:12. Exodus 20:12. We got to help each other, y'all. Exodus 20:12. I ain't got my glorified body yet. I'm so much, y'all. I'm working on it. Exodus 20:12.
Constance, honor thy father and mother, that thy day may be longer upon the land, which the Lord thy God given thee.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Constance. She's new with us today. Thank God for her. Hallelujah. All right, here we go. Next scripture. Genesis 6:3. Genesis 6:3.
This is Solana. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, but that he is also flesh, for he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
Amen. Thank you, Talana. You're on the ball today. You're taking Sister Selma's money. Sister Selma.
Yes.
You going to sleep on us?
No, I'm not asleep, but I'm not feeling my best today because my sinus acting up.
All right. I'm so sorry. We're going to pray for you again. All right, next scripture, last scripture for this part, Genesis 25:8. Genesis 25:8. Genesis
Genesis 25:8 says, and Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man, full of years, and was gathered to his people.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you. Well, guess what? We completed that part, scripture search. We're moving on to Bible facts. We got to see how much of the Bible y'all know, what y'all know about the Bible. So here we go. Here we go. All right, Bible facts. In Genesis 1, what day did God make the serpent? We got to give the scripture. You got to give the book, chapter, and the verse. In Genesis 1, what day did God make the serpent, the devil? What day did he make him? Come on, search it out, you guys. In Genesis 1, I need to know the book, chapter, and verse. What day did God make the serpent?
You said that he made what? The serpent or the serpent?
Serpent. S-E-R-P-E-N-T. Serpent.
Oh, all right. I thought you said serpent. I was wondering what you were talking about. All right. Got it.
I know. These phones, sometimes you can't understand it. What day? I need you to find the scripture and read it for me.
All the peace of the field. Hallelujah.
What day did God make the serpent? Go ahead.
This is Solana. I'm hoping this is correct. Was it the fifth day according to Genesis 1?
No, you got to read the scripture. You got to find the scripture and read it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm thinking Genesis 1:24, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after its kind, cattle, creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. Is that
Amen.
It?
Yes, ma'am. Genesis 1:25. You got 24 and 25?
Yes, and 25 says, and God made the beast of the earth after its kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good.
All right, all right. Now, look, this is review. I pulled out some old biblical facts that we had done before, so this is review. You guys got to keep up. Pay attention. All right, here's the next biblical fact. Which book of the law? Before we move on, who can tell me how many books of the law are there? State your name and tell me.
Esther 4.
Right. I haven't heard the answer yet. Who can tell me how many books of the law are there?
Four.
How many books of the law are there? Haven't heard the answer yet.
Matthew, Mark, and John.
Can I jump in?
Yes, everybody can say yes.
Five books of the law.
All right.
Sam,
Bishop, say the books of the law.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Exactly. All right, thank you, Claudine. Bishop, you going to say them too?
Yes, I said the books of the law are also called the books of Moses or the Torah. And they
Amen.
Are five books, which means they are also called the Pentateuch. Penta being five in Greek, five books, Pentateuch. And so they are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Amen. That's even going over the same thing we've been going over for the last few months. Hallelujah. All right, so here's the question. Which book of the law says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat, I need the book, chapter, and verse.
I know.
Which book of the law says, while the earth remains in seed time and harvest, cold and heat? Sister Thelma know the answer.
Yes. Oh, I know. Genesis 8 and 22.
8:22, read it.
While the earth remained, seed time and harvest and cold and heat, and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Am I right?
Shall not cease.
Amen. Yes. Good job. Excellent. All right, now we're moving on to the books of history. Who can tell me how many books of history are there in the Bible? How many books are called the books of history? Who knows?
There are 12.
12. Thank you,
this
Bishop.
This is Kalana, 13.
Bishop gave Kalana, the right 13. Answer. Tell her again, Sister Bishop.
There are 12 books of history.
12 books of history. All right, who want to say them? The 12 books of history. You guys are doing a great job. Keep on. Pay attention, though.
There's Joshua. There's Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got 100, Bishop. Thank you. Doing great. All right, so here's the question. Which book of history says, Saul, Saul, why person? Uh-oh, I apologize.
I forgot we got two books of history. This is in the
New Testament.
I'm in the New Testament. Which book of
history
says, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? I apologize, my mistake.
That's the book of Acts.
All right, what's the chapter and verse?
All right.
Chapter 9.
Y'all making me.
Look here, you cannot guess it. You got to find it and read it to us. Book of history, New Testament.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, oh, yeah, I got that.
You got to find it
and
read it.
She's right
chapter.
On it. She just got
Acts
to
9
say.
And 4.
Yes.
That's not what I have, but you might be right, too. Read it.
It's actually in three places.
Go ahead.
According to Acts 9 and 4, it says, he fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
All right, thank
That's
you.
Correct.
As long as you can read it, I'll take that. It's another scripture. Anybody know another one, Bishop?
There are three places. It happens when Saul first got converted. Then it happens again in chapter 16 when Paul gives the testimony. And it happens again in chapter 22 where Paul gives the testimony to Agrippa. Yeah.
All right, already. Amen. Thank God for the Bible scholars today. All
right.
Next biblical fact. Which epistle? How many epistles are there?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
21.
21. Okay. Some people say it's less, but, you know, we say 21. But, you know, good job.
Well,
right.
There are 14 Pauline epistles and 7 general epistles, so a total of 21.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Bishop. All right, here we go. Which epistle says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Come on, state your name and state the book, chapter, verse.
Amen. They know that one.
Well, that's in 2 John. That's in 3 John. 2 John.
I can't hear you. You're thinking out loud. Hello?
Hello?
Beloved.
I know where it is. See, I know where it is.
It's You had it.
I didn't read it.
She gave me a hint. So it's 3 John 1 and 2. Beloved, I pray that in every way you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
All right, 3 John 2. Good job. All right, last biblical fact. Not quite. Let me see. Which minor prophet book says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain
make
upon
it plain.
Tables? Which minor prophet? Where is that found?
Gloria Dean, Habakkuk.
Yep.
Book, chapter, verse.
Got to get the vision.
Oh.
You got to get the address. It's easy. You got it, though. You're right. Sounds like Habakkuk chapter 2. But I ain't going to tell you the verse.
Yeah. That's it. Amen. All right, I said we had one more, but this is the last one. In the book of the law, which chapter and verse says, and God blessed Noah and his son and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth.
Oh, I know that.
Genesis.
God, remember no.
Book, chapter, verse.
I know that one.
Come on, let's talk out loud. Say only the answer. Come on, y'all. Y'all disturbing my thoughts. Go ahead.
I know it.
Lordine, don't talk out loud.
Okay,
I'll find it.
God knows that. Oh.
I just love y'all. Y'all are great thinkers, Bible scholars. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to come on Wednesday night. The kids are Bible scholars on University of Biblical Studies. My God, they are really Bible scholars on there, y'all. Come on. Y'all got to catch up with the young people.
Lawyer Dean, Genesis 9 and 1.
Read it.
And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replace the earth.
Excellent. Woo! Give yourselves a big old hug. Y'all did excellent. I'm so proud of you guys. Now, you got to listen to the word and then get your homework ready. You know we got homework. So the word of God in Genesis 18. So you could turn to Genesis 18, 1 through 15. That's where the message is coming from. The title, Is There Anything Too Hard for the Lord? The promises we are waiting for will come. We serve the Most High God, the God of impossibilities. Is there anything too hard for God? God chose people that he felt they could show, he could show them that he is the God that do miracles, and he did miracles through them. When God called Moses to go before Pharaoh, he said, he was stuttering. He was stammering. He was so afraid because he lived, you know, he lived with Pharaoh in the house. So he knew how Pharaoh was. He knew the power Pharaoh had. So he said, he didn't really want to go. He made all kind of excuses. You know how we are. You know, the pastor said, I want you to do this, brother. And you say, but I can't. We give all kind of excuses. God sent Aaron to help him. So God knocked out all Moses' excuses. Moses had lived in the palace with Pharaoh. He knew Pharaoh's power. But God proceeded to show Moses that he would not take no for an answer. How powerful he was. The great I am is and always will be powerful. Nothing is too hard for our God. God gave Moses a rod. And in that rod, God's power came forth. When Moses led the people to the Red Sea, it looked like an impossible situation. Does your situation look impossible? It may look impossible. All right. Thank you, Sister Talana. She said, I must have said the wrong. It's we're in Genesis 18, so forgive me. Thank you. So anyway, Moses said, he couldn't do it. But they called to him. I got thrown off. if you text me in the middle when I'm giving the message, I'm so sorry. It was my fault because I paid attention. So God gave him the rod. And when Moses led the people to the Red Sea, it looked like an impossible situation. Then Moses called to him. God called him to do something that he'd never done before. To part the Red Sea so the hundreds of people that was, you know, with him could be set free. Now, do you remember the lions that were in the lion's den with Daniel and the God that said to Daniel he would shut the mouth of the lions? So nothing is impossible. God, Daniel believed in God, and he even purposed in his heart not to sin against God. So God, that same God, that's the God we serve today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Without God, it would be impossible for the lions to keep their mouths shut. But God is still a God of miracles. The lions would have devoured him if God hadn't shut their mouth. So, you know, I'm sure Daniel had learned to trust in God by then. And he knew God was going to take care of him. He said, well, okay, well, you know, if I die, it's for God. God meant for me to go. But God took care of him. Let's turn to a page in the Bible. Let's see. Let's turn the pages of our Bible to see what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So in Daniel 3, 16 through 26, they were put in the fiery furnace. A third person, the Son of God, was in there with them. These three were protected from the heat, the fire, the smoke, and they were not a hair on their head was singed. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? The answer is no. God keeps his promises. The promises that we are waiting for will come, just like the promises of Abraham and Sarah. They waited years and years and years and years and years. But though the promise seemed long and impossible, they even tried to help it. Remember we talked last week about how, you know, Sarah, she said, well, it looked like too old. And God is going to, you know, maybe he want us to help him. I know every time we do that, we mess up. We mess up God's plan. I don't care how long it takes. Just wait on God. The promise is still going to come. It will come. Wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting, be of good courage. Be cheerful, too. Don't carry that droop down face, you know, looking like, oh, what's the matter? Well, God promised me a house. And that was 50 years ago, and I ain't got the house yet. If he promised you, it's going to come. Because God is not a man. Your healing is going to come. Your deliverance is going to come. Your mate's going to come. Your freedom's going to come. Your house's going to come. Whatever, your children going to be saved. Whatever it is you're waiting on. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Be happy. Be excited. Start thanking the Lord because the promise will come. Any questions? Any questions? All right. Well, it's homework time. Okay, so we're going to start with this part. Who can tell me if you called your partner and did your homework? State your name and say, I did call my partner. My name is, and we prayed together. Remember, you had to pray for, you had to write 5 questions with the answers. You had to pray for your family, our families. We had to pray for the United States of America. We had to pray for world peace, and you had to pray for each other. So who's the first person want to tell me that you did your homework with your partner? Nobody did their homework with their partner. Minister Glory Dean, didn't you tell me you did your homework with your partner?
Oh, I keep putting it on mute. Gloria Dean, we did. We really did. I tell you, sometimes it's going to be with Vivian, but last night is with Rose Harbor.
All right, so you did it with Sister Rose. Okay. Can you give us one of the questions that you did? Give us the question, and we'll look for the answer. What was the first question?
Where did God appear to Abraham?
Where did God appear to Abraham? All right, state your name and the answer. Okay, remember, you got to give the scripture where it's found. Where did God appear? Genesis 18 what?
Oh, what?
18 and 1. Genesis 18 and 1.
And the Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Marah, and he sat in the door of the tent door, and in the heat of the day.
All right, is that correct, Sister Glory Dean?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right. Question number 2, Sister Glory Dean. Question number 2.
Okay, explain the hospitality of Abraham to the angels, or the two men.
Explain what?
Explain the hospitality of Abraham to the angels.
Okay, give the book, chapter, verse.
Genesis 18 and 4
is where she, all right, go ahead. Who has the answer? Genesis 18 and 4 is where the answer's found.
That's what I picked, yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is Solana. At Genesis 18 and 4, it was, let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree.
All right. Is that the answer, Sister Glardine?
That's one of the answers, that is the answer I've written, but I know you could have gone to 5, but 4 is the answer. That's right. You read it. That was right.
All right. All right, next question. You got 3 more. Go ahead.
Who said after I am waxed old, can I have pleasure? 12.
All right. Genesis 18:12. State your name and the answer.
Y'all can't. You must have me on mute.
No, I can hear you.
I was trying to chime in on the last one, but you couldn't hear me.
No, I couldn't hear you, you've been off mute.
I kept saying Minister G, but nobody heard.
No, we couldn't hear you. I'm sorry, but you're not on mute.
I want you to go back to that last question. The Bible says about the hospitality of Abraham.
All right, go ahead.
Notice, in Genesis chapter 18, when you go back, she said you read verse 4, you could have went to verse 5, you can actually go all the way down to verse 8. But when you read that, you notice that the scripture says Abraham, he recognizing who it was. He got water to wash their feet and so forth. And the Bible said he said to Sarah, go and prepare land. He had Sarah go prepare a meal for him. Now you need to understand that Abraham, you need to understand that Abraham was wealthy and had servants. Sarah didn't have to go prepare a meal. She could have just told a servant to prepare it. But the revelation there is, when you are the one that has the need, then you have to be the one that performs the act of worship. So Sarah didn't have a servant go prepare the meal. She went prepare the meal herself because she was the one in need of the miracle. And so we have to always remember that it's good for other people to pray for us and sacrifice for us and that kind of stuff. But when you have a need, you got to actively get involved, and you got to do the thing that pleases God. You got to give God the thing that pleases Him, which is our praise and worship. And so she satisfied the appetite of the angels, and God satisfied her appetite for a child. Hallelujah! I'm about to get out of this car and take a lap.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop. Amen. All right. Do the next, Glory Dean.
What did Sarah deny? What did Sarah deny? 15. Numbers,
Genesis
15.
15. Yeah, 15. 18, yep. 15. Sister Thelma, Genesis 18:15 said, then Sarah denied, saying,
I laughed not.
Yeah, laughed not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she laughed. She denied that she laughed, okay?
And she was afraid and said, nay, but now thou didst laugh.
Yeah. She said, no, I didn't laugh. But he said, yeah, you did laugh. Thank you, Sister Thelma. Last question, Glory Dean.
Now, I don't know if this is a correct way of saying it. This is how I read it. What was the lowest number that to be righteous, that God said He will not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, or Sodom.
And that's good. Genesis 18. What?
18:32.
18:32. Okay.
Yeah, be 10 righteous. I'll better say that's right.
Is that correct, Lord Dean? 10 righteous?
Yeah, he said 10. That's right, 10.
Okay, amen. 10. All right. Thank you so much, Glory Dean. You got a million today. Girl, you got $1 million. Thank you so much. Wow. All right, who else want to do their homework? Sister Selma, you want to do yours?
Yeah, I'll try to do it.
Well, just do two of them. Just do two, and then I'll call on Talana to do the next one.
Yeah, because my throat is kind of sore today.
Okay, well, we could, look here. You rest your throat, drink you some water, and let Talana go ahead instead. How's that?
Instead, I'll still try to read them.
Okay, go ahead.
And basically, she has, Gloria Jean has already said all of mine.
Okay, well, let's let Talana go then. If she did all yours, let's move on. How's that?
Okay, good.
All right, so Talana, do you have different ones?
I think I do. The first one is a part A and part B question.
Okay.
And it's coming from Genesis 18:2, and it says, how many men did Abraham see at his tent? And the part B is...
Wait, just get part A first. Hold up. Part A. How many men did Abraham see at his tent? Okay, thank you, Tom. Wait a minute, is somebody fixing their tires on their car? Because maybe you cooking. Well, wait now. Y'all cooking? What y'all doing? Y'all sound like, you know how the children, they be in the cabinet playing in the pots when they 2 years old? That's what it sounds like. So if you could put your phone on mute, or you could tell me, put my phone on mute because I'm cooking, I'll do it. Thank you. All right. So part A again, Talana.
How many men did Abraham see at his tent? Genesis 18:2.
Okay.
So three men.
That is correct.
All right.
And part B is, were they sitting or were they standing? Same scripture.
18:2.
Were they sitting or were they standing? Genesis 18:2.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, can't understand you. What'd you say?
Would you like for me to give the answer?
No. They were standing.
Okay, good.
Correct.
All right, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Alrighty.
And my second question, you want me to go to the next one or you want me to stop?
No, whichever ones that people didn't give,
okay.
That's the ones I want you to do.
Okay. The next one is in Genesis 18:7. It says, Abram ran, and this is a fill in the blank, where, and fetched the calf. Abram ran where? W-H-E-R-E?
Abram ran where to fetch the cow? Is that the question?
Mm-hmm. The question is the fill in the blank. He ran unto a certain... Yeah, in 18:7.
18:7. Okay, where did Abram run to fetch the cow?
Gloria Dean.
Cow.
Somebody got it?
Mm-hmm.
Gloria Dean. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf,
right,
tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hastened to dress it.
Amen.
That is correct.
Thank you.
And the one, let me see, the other one was the Lord in Genesis 18:20, the Lord said, the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, because blank is grievous. The Lord said the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great because their blank is grievous.
Gloria Dean is sin. Their sin is very grievous.
Yes.
Sin.
And the last one, that's correct, you all. And the very last one I have is, where did the Lord go after he commuted with Abraham? That's Genesis 18, verse 33.
Where did
the Lord go after commuting with Abraham?
Did you get the scripture, Talana?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. I said Genesis
18:33. Okay.
18:33. Gloria Dean. And the Lord went his way. As soon as he had left communion with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place.
All right. Okay, thank you all so much. Anybody else? Homework. I don't want to skip anybody. Anybody else? Homework. All right. Well, I thank God for you all doing your homework. You got $1 million for me today. I'm a text it to you if they let me do it. If they don't let me do it, I'm good for it. I love you all. I appreciate each one of you, and God loves you even more. Hallelujah. Well, homework for next week. Congratulate yourself if you did the homework. You are growing in the spirit. You are feeding yourself. Those who ain't doing homework, you're starving yourself. Don't starve. Don't starve spiritually. I tell you what, don't eat until you do your homework. Don't eat physical food. Do your homework first. And say, yeah, I can eat my spiritual food now, and then you can eat your physical food. I'm kidding. I thank God. He don't do us like that. No, he don't say, okay, I ain't going to feed you till you do what I ask you. Oh, no, we be dead. I want to do what God said. Oh, I'm guilty. Ouch, I'm guilty. All right, homework for next week. Genesis 18 again. Start at 15 through the rest of the chapter. All right, Genesis 18 through the rest of the chapter is going to be, let's see where we stop, 33. Genesis 18 through 33. 18, 15 through 33. So let your questions come from Genesis 18, 15 through 33. All right? All right, that's number one. No. All right, so it looks like the partners didn't, you know, maybe one person did their partner thing. But anyway, this time I'm requesting that you all call me. Every person on here, call me during the week, and I'm going to pray for you. We're not going to do homework together, though, but I'm going to pray for you. I'm serious. So everybody during the week, call me. You can start not tomorrow, but Friday. Start calling me on Friday because I got boys to men, girls to ladies tomorrow. I'll be preparing for that and hosting that. So I thank God for each of you coming on today. Homework, call me. We'll pray together. You pray for me, I'll pray for you, or however you all want to do it. And then also you have to pray for everyone on the line, even if you don't know their name, say, Lord, everybody who came on the line, everybody who's supposed to be on the line, pray for them during the week. Also, pray for me every day, please. Pray for me. I need prayer. Also, don't forget, write your five questions and your answers. Pray for America. Pray for our leaders, our president, all the leaders of the nation. Pray for the leaders of the world. And don't forget, pray for the leaders of our churches, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Don't forget. They need prayer as well. All right. So, Esther, you on here, Esther?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's see. Sister Constance on, Esther on, Solana's on, Laura Dean's on. Okay, just checking. All right, so listen, I want to acknowledge somebody that's on here. Someone who is on here, I want to acknowledge you. God said we should honor those who serve. This mighty woman of God loves people. She is a mother and a grandmother. She has two twins and two other children. I mean twins and two other children. She is a retired teacher. Her father was a pastor. She was trained up in the way that she should go. She is a woman of her word. When she promises to do something, she's going to do it. She is kind. She's considerate. And she and I have known each other over 30 years. We talked together in the 80s. Can y'all believe it? In the 80s, we taught school together. Middle school. Oh, y'all already know our name, Esther Collins. Mighty woman of God, we acknowledge you as a great
Woo!
Woman of God today.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
All right,
God has me acknowledging somebody different every week. So don't miss your acknowledgement. We may have to do it without you if you're not on here. Every week, you don't know who it's going to be. So I don't know myself. He didn't give me the next person yet. All right, we're about to close, but does anyone have prayer requests? Anybody have prayer requests? I think, yeah, all the lines are unmuted. State your name and your prayer request.
Yes. Sister Thelma, my prayer request is that the Lord will stop the sinus from draining down my throat.
All right, healing from sinus problems, okay. Thank you. Anybody else?
I have a prayer request, continuous healing for my maternal mother and her stomach. Well, actually, recovery for my mother and her stomach.
All right, recovery for her mother, okay. Lana, that was you to Lana. Okay. Anyone else, prayer request? Somebody still fix the pots back there. Yeah, look here, I got some pots. Y'all want to come over here and cook something in my pot? They keep on slamming them pots, y'all. Put your phone on mute if you're slamming pots. All right. Anybody else need prayer? Okay. Sister Glory Dean, could you pray for both of those requests? Could you pray for Sister Talana, Sister Thelma, healing for her sinus problems?
Uh-huh. And, yeah, we will pray for that. Okay, thank you, Father.
Uh-huh, then I'll give you the next one.
Oh, Father, we thank you, Father, for Thelma, God, that sinus, God, that you have all these problems with that sinus, God. We thank you, Lord, that bind and rebuke all these different smells and everything that comes her way, Father, that she be able, thank you, Lord, to stay out of the way, to begin to know what it is that makes sometimes the smell or whatever she be around plants or whatever, to be careful, God, that she will be careful when she's around, that she begin to notice what it is that brings that sinus up so bad. But we thank you, Lord, we come against that sinus. We lose healing for her, God, and we lose that sinus to be thy gone, God. Heal, be thy healed, and be thy made whole again in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory, Lord. We give you praise. She will not suffer with this sinus like this anymore. In Jesus Christ's name, Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, the next one was Sister Talana, recovery for her mother.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Talana's mother, God, that whatever stomach problem she's having, we come against that infirmity. We curse the very root of it. We curse the very root of that infirmity that's in her mother's stomach right now, that's in her stomach. And with the authority in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lose that infirmity.
infirmity to be gone out of a stomach, dismissed out of a stomach, gone straight and unstopped into the midst of the sea in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God, we put the blood of Jesus, we put the blood of Jesus all upon her stomach, inside and out. In fact, upon her whole body, from the top of her head to the very soles of her feet, God, we loose the blood of Jesus all through, Father, in the name of Jesus, bringing forth all healings, infirmities that try to cause that stomach problem. We thank you, Lord, and we speak the word that is gone. It's gone. Hallelujah. It's gone in Jesus' name. And we speak it because we believe in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. All right. Anybody need to say anything before we close out? Okay. Announcement. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock our time, 7 o'clock New Orleans time, we have University of Biblical Studies, boys to men and girls to ladies. We got the young people on, the youth and their parents. So come on and join us. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are awesome. You are mighty. You are holy. You created joy. And we thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, joy. We thank you for more joy for us. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, healer. We thank you that you are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. Oh, yeah, you are Jehovah. Oh, yeah, Ra, the Lord, our shepherd. You are our shepherd. You are leading us in a plain path. Lord, I lift up those who are on the line, those who had to leave off, those who wasn't able to come today. I lift up Sister Annette, who went to the doctor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And you know every one of them. Brother Brian, who didn't come on, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for ministering to each one of us individually. Oh, Lord, you are an awesome God, and you are an individual God. You take care of each one of your children. You don't group us, God. You are Jehovah Adonai, a sovereign God, our supreme God, supreme ruler of our nation. It's not the president. You are ruler of our nation, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, no matter who's in office, you are the ruler of the nation, oh, God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. Oh, God, we thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you provide for us everything that we need for life and godliness, oh, God. You provide. You didn't put us on the earth and leave us alone. You are still with us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we lift up every family today represented on here, their families, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for walking with us, talking with us, being a lamp and a light to our pathway. Oh, God, let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. You are our Lord, our son, and our Redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I love you all. Look forward to hearing from you all tomorrow. If not before, love y'all.
Love you too. God bless all of you.
Be blessed.
Y'all too.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.